If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. They are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Lorray starts beef with Nessa Barrett and Jaden Hostler. I'm Gabby Conti.
I'm Margie Mace.
And I'm Rodrigo Verandas, and this is Hollywire's Tea Party.
Fans are wondering what is going on between Nessa Barrett and Lorray after he responded to a Nessa fan account on Twitter. This Nessa fan account sent Lorray screenshots of Demi Lovato's tweets reading, "Get a job and stay away from her." And Lorray responded with, "Slay queen, you did that, get her ma, you ate with this one, kiss emoji." So apparently, if you had just seen that and don't know the whole backstory, is that there was some rumor going around saying that Nessa and Jaden were talking about Lorray, and so like that is what's happening here, that they unfollowed him, but that is a rumor. Apparently the Nessa fan account came for Lorray after there was a rumor going around that Lorray unfollowed Nessa on social media, so then Lorray DM'd that fan apologizing for his Twitter clapback and explaining the situation by saying, quote, "Hey, I just wanted to let you know that my reply was a joke. I don't think everyone was serious until now, but this entire time, me, Jaden, and Nessa have been good. I don't ever get involved in anything, and the unfollowing was someone spreading horrible lies in my ear that are cleared up. I would never follow the hate train, especially when she's the sweetest girl I've ever met. But yeah, I hope my tweet didn't offend you. Sad face, also sorry for upsetting you. Have a nice day." Rodrigo, do you think Lorray should have DM'd this fan account?
No. I'm just like, child, what? I just think that they end up giving more momentum to the fans to like do crazy stuff. Because I just feel that right now, this whole social media trend that we have has this whole thing of like, fans do create rumors or they pick up on things that are like a follow, a like. Just a simple heart emoji these days means so much. So I'm just like, why are you giving them the energy? Because I just feel that it ends up gaining more, like, now it becomes a story. Now we need to know what's going on Nessa's side, on Jaden's side, what's going on there. I just think that it wasn't necessary. You could have just stayed quiet and kept on moving, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and also according to the screenshot, which is now on TikTok Insiders and a lot of the T accounts, the guy never responded, the fan account never responded to Lorray. I think they just sent it into all the T accounts. Margie, what do you think about this?
I kind of had a different opinion. I mean, okay.
Ooh.
Not to put my foot in my mouth, but I feel like Nessa does get into a lot of drama, okay? If we're being honest, she does. She's always in something. I think that an unfollow and a follow in this day and age actually does mean something. That's my opinion. And I do think, because it's so easy, if it's a small conflict, to bite your tongue. And these celebrities and these influencers, they get better at it. They're like, wash it under the rug. But when something big happens and they smash that unfollow button, I think there's something going on. And I just feel like over and over again, I've seen tea with Nessa. Lorray usually stays out of it. I don't quite know what Lorray's job is. But regardless, I feel like he's usually out of the drama. So if he's in it and smashing that unfollow, I think there's something there, I'm not gonna lie.
All right, guys, well, what do you think about the beef, or the alleged beef, between Lorray and Nessa Barrett? Bryce Hall calls dibs on Riley Habaka and fuels romance rumors. Bryce Hall is calling dibs on Riley Habaka in the comment section of her latest thirst trap. Riley just posted a series of sultry selfies on her Instagram captioned, "Give me a TBH rate and date, go." So basically, she's asking her followers for an honest rate and date. Bryce commented BMS, which is broke my scale, plus a ton of emojis. Bryce and Riley seem to be going strong. Riley just asked her followers for an honest rate if they would date her, and Bryce commented BMS, broke my scale, with a sweating hot emojis, eye roll emojis, heart-eyed emojis, star-eyed emojis, happy emojis, waving emojis, yawning emojis, beer emojis, and fire emojis. And if it sounds like I just listed a bunch of emojis, if you see the comment, yes, there's a ton of emojis, and it's really hard to translate all of them. And Riley responded to Bryce's comment with, quote, "Good answer. Bryce and Riley have been rumored to be dating since it looked like the two were spotted making out at a nightclub. Since then, the two have been inseparable, and while some fans ship them, they are also unsure if these two are dating for real or if their whole ship is one big joke." Margie, what do you think? Can you decode these emojis for us?
Firstly, I'm craving dibs. Where are they? Secondly, they were making out in the club. I think if it wasn't her, it was me. Just kidding. Bryce Hall is a little bit cute. I'm not gonna lie. Like, there's something about his swag. I'm like, a drag could do it.
She's like a little upset that it's happening to Riley. She's
yeah,
like,
I'm a little.
I don't want it to happen.
And I think because of the envy, I know my intuition is strong, and I think they're together. That's broke the scale. Yeah.
But can you translate those emojis in Bryce's comment?
Yeah, there was a fire in his pants. Ooh. And he's feeling Riley's photo, and he would totally date her.
What about the beers, though? Is he saying that he needs beer goggles? Does he have beer goggles on?
You know what? Honestly, most likely, that was just one of his recent emojis.
Okay, or he's like, cheers. They are kind of like cheers, maybe saying cheers.
True.
Cheering Rodrigo, on. What do you think about this Instagram interaction?
Look, I think they are enjoying their summer together. Like, ooh, you know, like
summer
loving? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Okay. People are out and about. Like, we until last week we were maskless. Mm-hmm. So people were like finally out and about. Like the whole month of like June till July, this because we got 1 month of no mask. Mm-hmm. So people were out and about living their greatest. Like I would drive by like club areas here and then I would see places were packed. Packed. People are trying to enjoy everything that they didn't enjoy during the pandemic, and I don't blame them. They both cute. I'm about both of them. So let them enjoy, and then later on, Bryce, you know that Margie wants you, so she ready. Let's go. You
I'm
know,
ready for a dance floor makeout with you.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, you know, Riley did say that that wasn't her because she doesn't do clubs, and it sounds like Margie is down to go to a club with Bryce Hall, so maybe that could work out for you, Bryce. But yeah, I think these two are cute. I mean, I also read, I read a little deeper in the comment section, and Bradis and Shippers, of course, don't like this.
Oh, no,
never. And they all came at Bryce for his comment, being like, saying how this was not cool. But I really think, I mean, at least from what we're seeing now, it seems like Addison has totally moved on.
She's in another planet.
Another planet.
Now.
Unless Riley is a decoy and Bryce and Addison are really dating. I doubt that though. Guys, what do you think about Bryce's calling dibs on Riley's Instagram? Mads Lewis and Christian Plourd co-parent Jaden Hostler's dog? When Mads Lewis and Jaden Hostler were dating, the two got a golden retriever puppy together in September of 2020 and they named him Juice. Since their split, fans have been wondering where Juice is. Jaden allegedly sang about the dog and wanting to get Juice back in his song DTA. As Jaden sings the song, "Never thought I'd have to fight to get my dog back. Now I'm sitting here wishing we never met." Well, now Mads and her new boyfriend Christian Plourd are celebrating Juice's first birthday. Time sure flies, guys. So now it looks like Mads got custody of the dog she got with Jaden after all. Mads and Christian were first spotted at the farmer's market by the Hollywood Fix, where they shared that they were getting a doggy cake for his birthday. Mads later showed her followers Juice's birthday celebration with a shot of her kissing him on the cheek. He's now a full-grown dog, and he was wearing a silver party hat, and his doggy cake was in front of him that said "Happy Birthday, Juice," and the cake had a big 7 candle on it because, you know, 1 year in human years is 7 doggy years. So happy 7th birthday, Juice. Margie, what do you think about this?
I had a couple opinions, you know, Gabby. I mean, first,
I'm ready.
I have a lot of things to say.
Okay.
I felt kind of sad for Jaden when I listened to his song with the lyrics. "I never thought I'd be fighting for my dog." I really felt that. Meanwhile, when you watch the video on the Hollywood Fix, Mads is in amazing spirits. Did you guys notice that?
Yes, she was so happy. And they're like, "Our special friend," and then it's her dog, you know?
Yeah, like she's quite chatty with the paparazzi, I notice, but she was in such a good mood. And I was just like, poor Jaden. But Juice, lucky for him, he gets a cake. But I mostly thought of Jaden and I was like, she's in unparticularly good spirits. So,
Rodrigo, do you think that Mads and Christian, because we know Christian's not a big fan of Jaden Hostler, do you think that they purposely made this big celebration for Juice's birthday to rub it in Jaden's face?
Hell yeah.
Oh,
snap! I feel that there's like, they probably were going to celebrate the puppies 1 year, but then you can just make it a little more glittery to make it a little, you know what I'm saying, to get it on. I don't know if Christian was really in the master plan, but I feel that Mads was probably like, got some extra balloons, got some extra candles. You know, I feel that, and you know what? Celebrate, girl. Like, get your puppy, keep the puppy, and in the end of the day, she probably was hurting for so long, if not still hurting. So I'm happy that at least she has something to celebrate right now, even though the puppy low-key is a token of their relationship. So it's always gonna be there. So it's like, ugh.
Yeah, well, and I think that Christian definitely had to kind of clean up the pieces, pick up the pieces from the breakup, no matter who is wrong and who's right. Of course, Jaden's song could be artistic. It could be like, you know, not about the situation, but fans are kind of like, of course it's about the situation, because there was a lot of stuff on social media where Jaden was really trying to get the dog back at one point, and now it seems to live with Mads and Christian. But what do you guys think about the situation? Do you think that Mads and Christian purposely celebrated Juice's birthday in such a big way to rub it in Jaden Hosler's face? Or do they just love Juice? Justin Bieber sparks Hailey Bieber pregnancy rumors. Hailey Bieber just had to correct her husband Justin Bieber on Instagram after he accidentally sparked pregnancy rumors. Prior to this, fans thought the Biebers were expecting, but the couple squashed those rumors at the time. Justin previously said he is reserving his back to tattoo a family portrait once Hailey and him start a family, but they're also in no rush to start that family. Justin Bieber posted a black and white shot of him and Hailey from their vacation in Cabo. He captioned this shot simply "Mom and Dad," and then tagged the photographer Edmund Petarkis. Fans, of course, lost it when they saw this caption, commenting, "Wait, what? Mom and Dad?" While another fan commented, "Baby on the way." Hailey, of course, had to step in and clear the air by commenting, quote, "I think you should maybe change the caption to dog, mom and dad, before anyone gets it twisted," laugh crying emoji. Hailey is referring to their dog Oscar, who the couple adopted in December of 2018. Rodrigo, do you think that Justin accidentally spilled the beans?
Child, now you're putting me on the spot here, Gabby.
Sorry, I keep on being like, shade them.
I got really like this, cause I can see them being pregnant, but at the same time, I don't feel like it. I don't know. It's just cause like we know a very famous Kardashian that showed up with the baby all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then I'm just like, this has happened, and I'm pretty sure that everybody is always trying to like show up with a crazy surprise, with some crazy, like Cardi B just came out again with another baby at another performance. So people are always trying to come out with these crazy and beautiful pregnancy things. So I just feel that he kind of spilled the beans.
Ooh, and, okay.
And she was like, "No, girl, we gotta announce this. We gotta." So that's where I feel on one side, but on the other side, I'm like, maybe he was just like, just talking too much.
Margie.
So I'm split.
Margie, what do you think? Do you have a side on this?
I totally have a side. Okay. Usually I love to stir the pot, but honestly, Hailey's got her stuff together. I don't think she's pregnant whatsoever. I don't get that vibe at all. I do see a situation though where Justin is like, I mean, he's done so much in his 27 years already. Like, he could be a papa. Like, I think he's ready to start a family whenever. He's got that like fatherly thing to all of his little siblings that are really young. So I could totally see him being like, "Hailey, I'm ready for a baby whenever you are," but I think she's not ready. Not that she's immature, but I just think she's like, let me have a couple more years under my belt. That's the vibe I get. I don't think they're pregnant whatsoever, but I completely see 100% once they do have kids, he's getting that on his back, period.
There was an Elite Daily article that was like, 7 times Justin Bieber had baby fever, because it really does seem like he is so ready, but he mm-hmm. also, I think, is respectful of Hailey. It's her body, her choice. But what do you guys think? Do you think that the Biebers actually are expecting and Justin just accidentally spilled the beans, or is Justin the only one with baby fever? Vanessa Hudgens laughs at Olivia Rodrigo's role on High School Musical, the musical, the series. The Hollywood Fix just asked Vanessa Hudgens what her thoughts are of Olivia Rodrigo playing her High School Musical role. And Vanessa responded by laughing. Olivia played Vanessa's role of Gabriella in High School Musical, the musical, the series. Neither Vanessa Hudgens nor Zac Efron had shared their opinions on the show until now. I mean, if you could count a laugh as an opinion. It looks like Vanessa Hudgens is not a fan of Olivia Rodrigo's portrayal in High School Musical, the musical, the series. The show is a mockumentary musical drama inspired by High School Musical movie series, in which Vanessa Hudgens starred as Gabriella opposite Zac Efron. In the first season of the show, Olivia Rodrigo gets cast as Vanessa's role of Gabriella in her high school production of High School the Musical, while a few of the original cast members from the 2006 movie series have made cameos on the current TV series. Neither Vanessa Hudgens nor Zac Efron, as I said earlier, have expressed their opinion on the show until now. Well, Rodrigo, I know you're a huge fan of this show, so what was your, you watched the clip, what was your analysis of what was going on here?
I honestly just, I love me some Vanessa Hudgens and I love me some Zac Efron. They are the OGs. Like, there will never be a replacement to High School Musical, the movie series, to me. But man, I just feel that she was laughing at the question. And like, I don't think she was laughing at Olivia Rodrigo. Because I'm going to be honest, I don't feel she ever watched High School Musical, the musical, the series. I think she doesn't even check it out. So I think she's just living her life. Because a lot of people think that since she was the High School Musical queen, now she has to be part of the whole scenario forever. So I really feel that she was just like, girl, I don't care. I'm living my life. I'm on the Princess Switch number 73 now. I'm living. I'm chilling. I'm good.
What do you think, Margie?
Shoot, you kind of just swayed me because I made it this whole day. I've been like stirring the pot. She feels something crazy because I do get like Vanessa has a little bit of sass to her. She's got that slight edge. So I saw it and the way in which she laughed, I was like, oh my gosh, she feels a way about this. But then I do think you could be right. It's just she's over the question. She's like literally did that 15 years ago, you guys.
Yes.
She also could have been offended that they didn't ask her a question about herself. Oh. That the question was not about
her.
It was about someone she doesn't even know on a show she doesn't even watch. So that's why she could have been laughing at it. There were also comments on the video saying that maybe Vanessa was high, which is legal in California, so that is possible.
Yes, very much.
Yeah, she also had just made headlines on her own for performing at a very important basketball game. Sorry, I'm not a sports person, so I don't know, but there was some basketball final and Vanessa sang the national anthem and she was wearing Burberry and she like just had a big moment. So, and she's also publicly dating a baseball player. So I think like it's kind of, she probably was like, why aren't you asking me questions about myself?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she was laughing. Or maybe her and Olivia Rodrigo have some beef.
No, I just really feel that she's so not there. I think she's just very like, ha, okay, let's move on.
Well, and then there's also the narrative that Olivia Rodrigo gets away with a lot more things than Disney stars like Vanessa Hudgens have before her. So there could be some animosity.
That's another story right there.
But what do you guys think? Do you think Vanessa, it just shaded Olivia Rodrigo, or do you think she just laughed at the question? I'm Gabby Conti.
I'm Margie Mace.
And I'm Rodrigo Verandas. And follow us at HollyWire for your 24/7 celebrity.